The film tells the story of Moana, a young girl growing up on a fictional island in the Pacific. She's drawn to the sea, but her father forbids her from sailing beyond the reef. However, when their food supply begins to dwindle and fish start dying, Moana sets sail into the open ocean to save her people by finding a demigod named Maui. Native Hawaiian teenager Ali'i Carvalho is the voice of the Polynesian heroine.
Maui, shapeshifter, demigod of the wind and sea, I am Moana.
Hero of men.
What?
It's actually Maui, shapeshifter, demigod of the wind and sea, hero of men. I interrupted from the top. Hero of men. Go.
Maui, voiced by Dwayne Johnson, who's part Samoan, guides Moana in her quest to become a wayfinder, navigating only by the signs of nature. In doing so, she discovers her identity.
Teach me to sail. My job is to deliver Maui across the great ocean. I should be sailing.
It's called wayfinding, princess. It's not just sails and knots. It's seeing where you're going in your mind. Knowing where you are by knowing where you've been.
Screenwriter Aaron Kendall grew up in Hawaii and drew on his wayfinding training with master navigator Nainoa Thompson to accurately portray the traditional skill. He says the lessons he learned from Thompson continue to guide him.
What Nainoa said is whatever you want to achieve, whether it's literally sailing to an island as Moana does in the movie, or if it's, you know, getting your dream job, or any goal that you have in life, you can reach it no matter how impossible or far away it seems if you hold the island in your heart and in your mind.
That connection with ancestral knowledge in the movie appeals to Manulani Aluli Meyer, director of Indigenous Education at the University of Hawaii, West Oahu. She was especially moved by a scene in which Moana's grandmother encourages her to discover the wisdom of her ancestors.
When the kupuna said, go into this blocked-off cave and see who you are, and then and you just saw the canoes, I cried at that because we are wayfinders. We go where nobody else has gone. We have sailed the open ocean when Europeans thought it ended. And I love the idea that we are wayfinding again. And that is pivotal for our people, for my people in Hawaii, that we are finding ourselves by going outward to find our inward strength.
Kandel's twin brother, Jordan, was also part of the screenwriting team and says even though it's set in a remote part of Oceania eons ago, Moana's story is a universal one.
As an American in a world in which we've had a first female try to break the glass ceiling in the highest office of our land, to tell a story for girls, for my own 4-year-old daughter, for women everywhere, that whatever you believe in, whatever you want, you can achieve. I think that message for today's world only continues to be incredibly important, and I think that's what makes it timely.
That message resonates with filmgoers like 16-year-old Lauren Trujillo, who has a personal connection to Moana.
I loved it so much. Seeing my best friend, Ali'i Carvalho, be the voice of Moana, it was just really emotional for me, and I'm so proud of her and everything she's accomplished. I feel very empowered after watching it. I feel like I can do anything now.
For VOA News, I'm Heidi Chang in Honolulu.
We read the wind and the sky when the sun is high. We sail the length of the seas on the ocean breeze. At night we name every sea.